here at COP29 in Baku, I'm reflecting that just a few years ago, there was virtually no conversation about transition minerals. And now there has been this crescendo of activity. And here at COP29, just yesterday, the Secretary General spoke about the principles and recommendations and put his full commitment behind their implementation. Interestingly, we also heard from the Brazilian government saying that they would elevate the transition minerals agenda at COP30. So I think we're seeing this exciting opportunity for the transition minerals agenda within climate action to be finally coming to fruition. On the road to COP30, I think there's an opportunity to ensure that the transition minerals agenda continues to build that drumbeat and to make sure that we're seeing from member states, and particularly from the Global South member states, a real commitment to implementing the principles and moving away from these voluntary standards and towards the kind of mandatory standards that we need to ensure implementation and to re-raising the bar.